Good morning. Welcome to this first in a series of three vigil services for Lent. There'll be this vigil service now, and then in 2 weeks, I think it's March 4th, I think it's the second one, and then there'll be the Wednesday in Holy Week will be the third one. And if you've not been to one of these before, I'll speak here for about 15 minutes. We'll stand and then sit and sit for 30 minutes of silent prayer. And we'll end with the Lord's Prayer. And then Monsignor will preside at Eucharist and distribution of ashes. So. Each of the feast days of the church that celebrate a moment in Christ's life are intended to shine a light on our own life and to help us understand and have trust in the ultimate nature of our situation as human beings. And I think one way to look at Ash Wednesday this way is to stop and reflect on the sense in which it's true that the things on which we tend to base our security and identity, that is our physical health, our reputation in the eyes of others, the outcome of a project, these things on which we tend to base our security and identity, upon closer inspection, prove to be unsubstantial and ephemeral and fleeting, as is the self whose identity is based on such things. And so here in the beginning of Lent, we're invited to reflect on the unsubstantiality of the praise of others. Jesus comes riding into Jerusalem, and the people break off branches of palm and put them down on his path. And as Jesus Christ Superstar has it, "Hey, Zana, Hosanna, Zana, Zana, hey, give me a high five. We think you're great, Lord Jesus." And then we see in the unfolding of Christ's life, things took a downward turn. And the very people that were praising him were the people shouting, "Crucify him." And he moved towards suffering and death. And we know these moments in which good times and praise and admiration in the eyes of others can sometimes give way to loss and pain and confusion. And so we're invited to meditate on the unsubstantiality of good times, how fragile they are. But the seeing and accepting of the unsubstantiality of conditions conducive to happiness allows us to see that God is the unsubstantiality of good times. That is, the good times, the good situation, when it unravels and we deeply accept its unraveling, we find God right in the midst of the free fall and loss. Look how often it is that when things were falling apart, it ended up becoming a moment in which we were transformed. What is it that even when everything is lost, is not lost? And likewise, when we look at the cross, Holy Week, moving through Lent towards Holy Week, Jesus in his suffering things were spiraling downward into suffering, anguish, desolation, and death. But in the light of the resurrection, we see the unsubstantiality of suffering. We see the unsubstantiality of loss. And we see the unsubstantiality of death. Because what comes shining bright is the deathless love of God is poured out and revealed to us as carrying us along in loss itself, carrying us along in death itself. So repent and believe the good news, put in the ashes on our forehead. See, remember that thou art dust and into dust you shall return. Or repent and believe the good news. What do we repent of? We repent of the idolatry of circumstances as having the authority or the power to name who we are. Because we're just human beings. Look how when we're riding high, we got it made. I think this is it. We turn a corner and everything falls apart. Everything. And insofar as we invested our security and identity on the happy outcome of things, we're devastated, we're confused, and causes suffering. But the deep acceptance of the unsubstantiality of happy times, we discover that God is the unsubstantiality of happy times, shining through them and carrying us along in our happiness. Likewise, we repent of giving authority over times of suffering, when things were closing in on us and the bottom was dropping out and everything seemed to be lost. Because God reveals in the resurrection the unsubstantiality of death, the unsubstantiality of the loss. See, what is it that even when everything is lost, is never lost? It's the deathless love of God that sustains us unexplainably in the midst of the unsubstantiality of good times, sustains us unexplainably in the unsubstantiality of sorrowful times. It is this confidence that God is the unsubstantiality of circumstances that breeds in us a sense of equanimity and the peace that surpasses understanding. So we repent of reactivity. We repent of the idolatry of thinking we're nothing but the self things happen to. And we fall into the mystery of ourselves as God's child, as the one who sustains us in the unsubstantiality of good circumstances and sorrowful circumstances. So I encourage you then, during the 30 minutes of meditation, there's a couple approaches you could take. One, you could reflect on how true it is that moments in your life when you were riding high and you thought you had it made and it all started to become undone, your job, your health, your marriage, an adult child's outcome, whatever, and how in the deep acceptance of that unraveling, God unexpectedly sustained you. Likewise, look how often it happened when everything seemed lost. Everything was like falling apart. You were unexpectedly surprised by God's love nurturing you and sustaining you in the very midst of the loss. This is true in the daily event. It's true in the hospice bed. This is the great truth. This is the peace that surpasses understanding. So if you're having good times today, I congratulate you. And Thomas Merton once said, I once went in to see Thomas Merton for spiritual direction. He said, how are you doing? And I said, not well. I'm having troubles this week. And he said, but don't make much of it. It'll get better. And if I would go in, how are you doing? I'd say, I'm doing great. Don't make much of it. It's going to get worse. It always gets worse and it always gets better. It always gets worse and it always gets better. That we not have our heart spinning on dark side, light side, as if the self conditioned by conditions is the basis of who we are. For our faith tells us that God is the unsubstantiality of circumstances. And when we accept how unsubstantial everything is, we see God in everything. We see God in everything. So you can reflect for yourself. Likewise, if you're burdened today, something's really weighing on you, and maybe you have every right to be burdened, anybody would, to stop and pause. This is just the latest chapter of a place you've been to many, many times before. The moment of the falling apart, in which we just wait to be surprised by being sustained by God in the midst of the hardship. There's another approach you might take. That when you inhale, say Jesus silently. Like breathe in Jesus. And when you exhale, say sorrow, sorrow. Breathe in Jesus. Exhale, say sorrow or death or sadness. Inhale Jesus. Exhale sorrow and sadness. Then let it roll over. Inhale Jesus and exhale happiness. Exhale good times. Exhale good fortune. And see how Jesus permeates through and through and through and through the deepest recesses of sorrow, the deepest recesses of the good day. And so this is what we repent of, the fluctuations and vicissitudes of our heart, that we might be stabilized in the love that sustains us always, come what may. So I encourage you to stand. Somebody can help. Thanks. Good, I'm doing fine, thanks. My wife keeps encouraging me to be willing to use my cane outdoors. I stubbornly refuse. But maybe this is the unsubstantiality of my self-image. Oh, what's a mother to do? I invite you to sit. Fold your hands and bow. Be still and know I am God. Be still and know I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be still. Be.